Just for your familiarity, I read out the hymn. You don't have to repeat now. We are preparing the text in English, then you can join. Prapurvagau purvajau chitrabhano giravasyam samitapasakhenantau దివ్యౌ సుపర్ణౌ విరజౌ వినా విమానౌ అధిక్షిపంతౌ భువనాని విశ్వా హిరణ్మయౌ శకునీ సాంపరాయౌ నసత్రదస్రౌ సునసౌ వైజయంతౌ శుక్రం వయంతౌ తరసా సువేమ్నా వధివ్యయంతావసితం వివస్వతః గ్రస్తాం సుపర్ణస్య బలేన వర్తికాం అముంచతామస్మినౌ సౌభగాయ తావత్ సువృత్తౌ అనమంతమాయయా వసత్తమాగా అరుణా ఉదావహన్ షష్ఠిశ్చ గావః త్రిశతస్య ధేనవః ఏకం వత్సం సువతీతం దుహంతి నానాగోష్ఠా విహితా ఏకదోహనాః తావస్వినౌ దుహతో ఘర్మముఖ్యం ఏకాం నాభిం సప్తశతా అరాశ్రితాః ప్రధిష్వన్యా వింశతిరర్పితా అరాః అనేమి చక్రం పరివర్తితే అజరం మాయాస్వినౌ సమనక్తచర్షిణి ఏకం చక్రం వర్తతే ద్వాదశారం షణాభియేకాక్షమృతస్య ధారం అస్మిన్ దేవా అధివిశ్వే విషక్తాస్తా అశ్వినౌ ముంచతో మావిషీదతం అశ్వినావిందుమమృతం వృత్తభూయో తిరోధత్తామస్వినౌ దాసపత్రి హిత్వా గిరిమస్వినౌ గాముదాచరంతౌ తద్వృష్టిమగ్నా ప్రస్థితౌ బలస్య యువాం దిశో జనయధో దశాగ్రే సమానం మూర్ధిరథయానం వియంతి తాసాం జాతమృషయో అనుప్రయాంతి దేవామనుష్యాః క్షితిమాచరంతి యువాం వర్ణాన్ వికురుధో విశ్వరూపాన్ తేధిక్షిపంతే భువనాని విశ్వా తే భానవో అప్య అమృతాశరంతి దేవామనుష్యాశితిమాచరంతి తౌనస్రాసత్యావస్వినౌ మహేమ సజంచయా వివృద పుష్కరస్య తౌనాసత్యావమృతా వృధా వృతే దేవాస్తత్రపదేన సూతే ముఖేన గర్భం లభతే యువానౌ గతాసురే తత్ప్రపదేన సూతే సద్యో జాతో మాతరమత్తి గర్భః తామస్వినౌ ముంచధౌ శివసి జీవసేకాః స్తోతుం న శక్నోమి గుణర్భవంతౌ చక్షుర్విహీనః ప్రతిసంప్రమోహః దుర్గేహమస్మిన్ పతితో అస్మి కూపే యువాం శరణ్యౌ శరణం ప్రపద్యే యువాం శరణ్యౌ శరణం ప్రపద్యే యువాం శరణ్యౌ శరణం ప్రపద్యే హరిః ఓం. మేధాం మే ఇంద్రో దదాతు మేధాం దేవీ సరస్వతీ మేధా మే అశ్వినావుభౌ ఆధత్తాం పుష్కరస్రజాః ధ్యాయంతు మమాంగాని వాక్ప్రాణశ్చక్షుశ్రోత్రమధోబల ఇంద్రియాణి చ సర్వాణి సర్వం బ్రహ్మోపనిషద మాహం బ్రహ్మ నిరాకుర్యాం మా బ్రహ్మ నిరాకరోత్ అనిరాకరణమస్సు అనిరాకరణమస్సు తదాత్మని నిరతే ఉపనిషత్సు ధర్మాః తే మయే సంతు ఓం శాంతి శాంతి శాంతి. హార్టీ ఫ్రెటర్నల్ గ్రీటింగ్స్ అండ్ గుడ్ విషెస్ టు ఆల్ ది బ్రదర్స్ అండ్ ది సిస్టర్స్. వీ రెస్పెక్ట్ఫుల్లీ అండ్ హంబ్లీ ఎంటర్ ఇన్ టు ది అండర్స్టాండింగ్ ఆఫ్ ది మోస్ట్ సబ్లైమ్ కాస్మిక్ ప్రిన్సిపల్ కాల్డ్ అశ్విన్స్. అశ్విన్స్ represent the twin principle in creation. The twin principle is such that one is manifest as two, and when one manifests as two, one remains invisible, another remains visible. One remains the content while the other remains the container. When it is one, it is incomprehensible. It is pure existence. When it is two, it is awareness and existence. In the creation, all that happens is on the basis of the two. Without the two, the creation cannot successively happen to be what it is now. There is a beautiful statement coming from Madame Blavatsky, which says that the second springs out of the first and develops the third, that the second springs out of the first and then develops the third. That which we call awareness or primordial light or the cosmic mother is a periodical emergence from pure existence, of which not can be said, nothing can be said. The pure existence cannot be experienced because it is the very basis for experience. That we exist is the basis for experience. If we don't exist, there is no basis. The awareness springs from existence. That is the fundamental aspect of the twin. And all creation is presided over by this twin aspect, which is called in the West as male-female God. Male-female God. Before it became two, it is neither male nor female. Before it became two, there was neither male nor female. It is both. It is both, and how it is cannot be experienced because the experiencer is merged in the experience. The pure spirit cannot be experienced. You can merge into it. That is also called the truth. You can become one with the truth, but there is no experiencing the truth as such. Because there is no second thing to experience. There has to be a subject and an object for experience. When the two are together, there is no such thing as experience, it is pure existence. It is only in the secondary state of awareness we are able to feel the existence. That we exist, we are aware of only when we have come into awareness, not before. Before we step down into awareness from existence, what remained was existence only, and there is no one to observe that existence. So therefore, when awareness springs, then we know that we are existing. It is the mother aspect or the secondary aspect that enables experiencing the successive states. And that awareness is a spring up from a pure existence. Just like we say, the Shakti comes out of Shiva and details into a triple and conducts a fivefold creation. The awareness, as it springs up from existence, it details into a triple, like the impulse, which we call the will, and then the knowledge, and then the activity. So the basic triangular activity is based upon awareness. The awareness itself has its basis in existence. This should be clear to us that there is existence eternal from which there is a periodical awakening. That which awakens develops all states of awarenesses. Once again, when the awareness merges into existence, there is not. Nil, none, not, level, like this we said. So the basic aim is existence as basis, awareness keeps on working out things. Existence as the basis, awareness starts working out things. That's why the presiding two principles for creation are seen as existence and awareness. And that is what is called Shiva Shakti. That is also called male female God. That is also called Ardhanari, half male, half female. It is also called Adonai. This is what is to be firmly established in us. That is the two primary dimensions. One is existence, another is awareness. Existence is by itself ease, that's all. It is eternity. Awareness emerges from existence, and with the support of existence, awareness details into will, knowledge and activity. అండ్ దేర్ ఆఫ్టర్ ఇట్ కాజెస్ ది క్రియేషన్. If we take ourselves as an example, we understand better. When we are in deep slumber, when we are in deep sleep, we are existing, but we are not aware of existence. It is by inference. As we wake up in the morning, it is by inference we know that we existed during the sleep hours. How did we exist? We don't know. Existence by itself cannot be experienced because there is no second thing in it to experience. To experience something, there has to be something else. When there is nothing except the existence, there is no one to observe it. From that state, there is awareness. In the morning, when we wake up, our very waking up is on the basis of this awareness. After awareness springs from existence, we come to know that we are existing. So this existence awareness is what we have to regularly ideate upon. That is the basic ideation recommended by the Veda. Existence and awareness, that is what we call male-female God. And that is what is Jehovah according to Madame Blavatsky. Jehovah. Jehovah according to secret doctrine is Jehovah. Jehovah is male-female according to her. Our God is male-female God. So that state is the basis for the whole creation. That is the basis for our life, for our creation, for our activity. Early in the morning, as we wake up, we are already two. There is awareness, there is existence. And the awareness is like the electronic, it keeps on moving. It's an electron. All female activity is seen as electronic activity. Because having awakened from existence, it continues to create subsequent states. Right from the cell theory, which we spoke long ago, which multiplies into, becomes two, and then later multiplies into multiple cells. So as awareness, it develops a triple. And that ripple as basis, we spring into action with the help of the five senses, the five sense organs, supported by the five pulsations and five sensations. So the secondary creation is the fivefold creation. The primary creation is the threefold creation, for which the basis is two. Of this, these two are not cognized. They are not cognized. That because of awareness we are into activity, we do not regularly remember. We should be thankful for the prevalence of awareness in us, on the basis of which all our activity is. If we do not wake up in the morning, there is no activity. We take that awareness as granted, the background awareness. From awareness there is the impulse to do something, and then the knowledge to do something, and then doing. This triple activity we know. But the basis for the triple activity is pure awareness, which is not generally perceived. It doesn't get into our thoughts. We only know the will, the knowledge and activity, and even that will degenerates into desire. Therefore, knowledge becomes ignorant, transforms into ignorance. Activity becomes ignorant active. But as we wake up in the morning, already a thought comes, isn't it? An impulse comes. It is the will aspect in its different state of quality. From the point of our impulse, we cognize. From the point of impulse, as we wake up, we have to be grateful for awareness, to the awareness for having allowed us to get into a wakeful state. That is what exactly the Veda says. We should be thankful to the one who makes us realize that we are existing. I am comes to us only when we wake up. I am is our cognition. Only when we wake up, who caused this awakening? It gets into background. And from where this awakening has come? From existence. So if you particularly relate to, then you know these hidden dimensions relating to us. Only when we particularly relate to, then these dimensions are perceived. Otherwise we take it for granted. Every morning we are busy with our activity. We get an impulse, to fulfill that impulse, we take to some knowledge and activity. So the triangle is familiar, but the basis for the triangle is behind as the two. So that's why they are there, but they are not there. That's how the Veda says. They are very much there, but they are not there for our perception unless we make an effort. They don't seem to be. But that's the foundation. That's why they are called, they are not untrue beings. Double negative. That's how the double negative is used. Are they true? Depends on you. ఇఫ్ యూఆర్ బిజీ ఇన్ యువర్ యాక్టివిటీస్ యూ డోంట్ రిమెంబర్ ఆర్ ద నాట్ ట్రూ డిపెండ్స్ ఆన్ యూ సమ్టైమ్స్ దే సీమ్ టు బి దేర్ సమ్టైమ్స్ దే డోంట్ సీమ్ టు బి దేర్ అకార్డింగ్ టు యువర్ ఓరియంటేషన్ సో దే ఆర్ దేర్ బట్ దే ఆర్ నాట్ విజిబుల్ జస్ట్ లైక్ వీ హ్యావ్ ది ఫౌండేషన్స్ ఆఫ్ ది బిల్డింగ్ విచ్ ఆర్ నాట్ విజిబుల్ ది బిల్డింగ్ ఈజ్ విజిబుల్ ఎనీ బిల్డింగ్ ఈజ్ విజిబుల్ బట్ ది హిడెన్ పార్ట్ ఈజ్ ది ఫౌండేషన్ దట్స్ వై ఫర్ ది హోల్ క్రియేషన్ దెర్ ఈజ్ ఎ ఫౌండేషన్ విచ్ ఈజ్ కాల్డ్ మేల్ ఫీమేల్ గాడ్ ఇన్ స్క్రిప్చర్స్ ఇన్ ఆల్ థియాలజీస్ ఆఫ్ ఏన్షియంట్ టైమ్స్ దెర్ ఈజ్ ది మేల్ ఫీమేల్ గాడ్ టు బి రిలేటెడ్ టు ఆఫ్ ది టూ వన్ కెన్ బి పర్సీవ్డ్ ది అవేర్నెస్ యూ కెన్ పర్సీవ్ బట్ ది బేసిస్ ఆఫ్ అవేర్నెస్ యూ కెనాట్ పర్సీవ్ యూ కెన్ ఓన్లీ మెర్జ్ ఇన్ ఇట్ ది బేసిస్ ఆఫ్ అవేర్నెస్ కెనాట్ బి సీన్ వెన్ యూ రీచ్ ఇట్ యూ మెర్జ్ ఇన్ ఇట్ అండ్ యూఆర్ నాట్ దేర్ టు ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్ ఎనీ ఫర్దర్ దట్స్ ఆఫ్ ది టూ వన్ ఈజ్ టోటల్లీ ఇంపర్సెప్టబుల్ బట్ ఇట్ ఈజ్ దేర్ వితౌట్ దట్ నథింగ్ హ్యాపన్స్ వీ సే వీ ఎగ్జిస్ట్ వీఆర్ వెరీ కన్విన్స్డ్ దట్ వీ ఎగ్జిస్ట్ ఇదండి బట్ వాట్ ఇట్ ఈజ్ వాట్ ఈజ్ ఇట్ దట్ వాట్ ఈజ్ దట్ స్టేట్ ఆఫ్ ఎగ్జిస్టెన్స్ హౌ ఆర్ వీ ఎగ్జిస్టింగ్ ఇన్ స్లీప్ ఇట్స్ అన్ ఇంపర్సెప్టబుల్ స్టేట్ which can be ideated to merge into it, that's all. When you get to the state of pure awareness, we can say, I am. This I am is an emergence from that. Each one says, I am. The I am is an emergence from that. And I am is the basis for all subsequent activities. I am is already a secondary state but not the primary state. I am is already a secondary state, not the primary state. The primary state is existence. It is eternal. The secondary state is also eternal in the sense sometimes it is expressive, sometimes it is absorbed into existence, but it is there. People say when they do not know that the awareness is not eternal, the mother is not eternal, the father only is eternal. The truth is, it is two in one in the primary state, and it is one as two in the secondary state. One as two in the secondary state. In the original state, it is two in one, meaning it is within that. I am is within that. So from that, this I am which is existing in that emerges. That is what is given as circle with a central point, as a symbol. Circle with central point means that I am. Unless there is a center, there is no circumference. Isn't it? Unless there is a center, there is no circumference. This, what you call center itself is, has its circumference also. If you make a dot, within the dot there is again a center, isn't it? So center and circumference is simultaneous emergence. బిఫోర్ ది సెంటర్ ఇస్ ఫార్మ్డ్ ఇట్ ఈస్ అన్డిఫైనబుల్ స్టేట్. సో వెన్ దెర్ ఈస్ ది ఎమర్జెన్స్ ఆఫ్ అవేర్నెస్ దెర్ ఈస్ ది ఎగ్జిస్టెన్స్ సీన్ యాజ్ ది బ్యాక్గ్రౌండ్ ఫర్ అవేర్నెస్. సో దేర్ ఫోర్ ఫ్రమ్ ఏన్షియంట్ టైమ్స్ వీఆర్ టోల్డ్ టు రిలేట్ టు దట్ ఐ యామ్. దట్ ఐ యామ్ జస్ట్ ఐ యామ్ ఈ సెకండరీ స్టేట్. దట్ ఐ యామ్ ఈజ్ ది సెకండరీ స్టేట్ ఇన్ కనెక్షన్ విత్ ది ప్రైమరీ స్టేట్. ది సెకండరీ స్టేట్ బై ఇట్ సెల్ఫ్ కెనాట్ హ్యావ్ ఎగ్జిస్టెన్స్. అవేర్నెస్ హ్యాస్ నో ఇండిపెండెంట్ ఎగ్జిస్టెన్స్. ఇట్ హెస్ నో ఇండిపెండెన్స్. ఇట్ ఈజ్ ఎ ప్రొజెక్షన్ ఆఫ్ ఎగ్జిస్టెన్స్. దిస్ వీ షుడ్ నో. దట్స్ వై ఇన్ ది ఈస్టర్న్ స్క్రిప్చర్స్ దేసే ది అవేర్నెస్ ఈజ్ అట్ ది హార్ట్ ఆఫ్ ది ఎగ్జిస్టెన్స్. ఇట్ ఎమర్జెస్. వెన్ ఇట్ ఎమర్జెస్ వాట్ హ్యాపన్స్ ది ఎగ్జిస్టెన్స్ గెట్స్ ఇన్ టు బ్యాక్గ్రౌండ్. Then with awareness as the front and foreground, there is the whole drama of life, the whole drama of creation. Before that there is no Trinity. There is no Trinity. With this emergence, time emerges. When there is an awareness emerging, then the time emerges. Until then, there is no time. In eternity, there is no time. It is beyond time. Eternity, our pure state, is beyond time. It is beyond awareness. It is beyond of anything that you conceive. It's in the awareness emerges from it. That is its nature. It is its nature that from out of pure existence there is a periodical awakening, and this has a, when it awakens there is time. This awakening happens on account of an impulse generating from existence. Even before we are conscious of our awakened state, an impulse emerges from existence, and then there is an awakening, and that awakening enables us to know that we are in existence. So these are the fundamental four: existence, the impulse, the awareness and time. Awareness and time, they happen at the same time. So therefore, to contemplate upon this original state enables us to delocate from the hopelessly localized situation of ours. We are localized into a place, into a time, into a situation. We are totally localized. We localize into a thought, into action, into a place, and successively into all the seven planes of existence you localize. And ultimately you get into the pit of the Mooladhara, which is called the pit of the snake. The snake pit. Mooladhara. So if you are able to recollect daily the basis which is over here, on the top of the head there is the basis, and the whole thing is built from there down under up to the feet. This we know because we know how it is when we first had what is our shape when we entered into the womb of the mother, and how we developed the whole body. It is from the head, the cerebrospinal column is gradually formed, and awareness comes down up to the base and then builds the whole structure. And we remain at Muladhara. So generally we are all in Muladhara, which is like being at the bottom of the column. Falling into the bottom of the column is what is symbolized by in this story, that the student Upamanyu fell into a well. He fell into a well. We feel pity about him, isn't it? That he fell into the well. But the truth is, we are all in that well. We all have fallen into that well. It's a story that was given more as an allegory than as an actual happening. Ardhavadam. So it is relating to humans as such. All humans, having entered into the mother's womb, having built a body of seven tissues and seven layers and seven planes of existence from Sahasrara to Muladhara, we reside in the Muladhara in an upside position, and the light that is at the top of Sahasrara is no more. That's why we are called blind. We are blind for the simple reason that we have lost the primordial light, which is the basis of our existence, basis of all our activity. I give you another example. You see a silver screen. The silver screen in a movie, it is periodically lit. Not always it is lighted, isn't it? When the screen is lit, now we know that the movie will be displayed. If it is not lit, the screen does not display anything. Before the screen is lit, where is that awareness? It is within the existence, as I said. So, periodically a movie screen is lighted. Likewise, periodically we are lighted by the awareness. Once the awareness happens, there are successive actions that happens with awareness. As we wake up in the morning, we should know that we woke up as pure consciousness. Pure consciousness. We emerge from existence, from our, which we are. We are all units of existence. And we awake in the morning, and that itself is a wrong construction of sentence. We do not awake from the morning, we are awakened in the morning. We are awakened in the morning, therefore we know that we are in an awakened state and that we exist. So to whom should we be grateful when we awake? To whom should we be grateful for having been awakened? To that awareness which has awakened us. If that awareness does not awaken us, we do not even know that I am. So to whom should we relate as we awaken? Any being in the whole creation. Any being in the whole creation. They should first be grateful to the awareness which awakened them, enabled them to know that they exist. Secondly, we should be grateful to the basis for that awareness, which is existence. What do in our religions? Do we do that? We relate to some subsidiary symbols, subsidiary forms, subsidiary names, subsidiary colors, isn't it? Subsidiary sounds. They were all not there originally. What is it that originally is there? The male, female. Existence and awareness. Without that, nothing can happen. Nothing can happen. It is, that is the most fundamental for the creation. Most fundamental. Upon which there can be the Trinity, the cosmic plane, the solar plane, the planetary plane, and so much detail. So much detail. So we are more with the subsequent details, which are bits and pieces, but not with the very foundation. The essence represent those fundamental foundation. That is where the teacher suggested to the student of Upamanyu, initiated the student into this principle of twin foundation. Initiated the student. Yesterday I did not tell you this. And I only narrated the apparent story. But it is our story that we have to relate to the very foundation of our being. The very foundation of our being is existence and awareness. Awareness may be functioning differently with different persons. It functions differently with different persons, awareness. But it is, in principle, awareness. In principle, it is awareness. It is the mother dimension, according to, for want of language, we use so many words, you know. We call it mother. It can function in seven different planes, broadly speaking. Each one can be in different states of awareness. Each one can be in different states of awareness. But there is no such thing as different states of existence. Only one existence. Existence is common to all. Existence is common to all. A man of knowledge is in existence. A man of ignorance is in existence. It's common. What is the difference? The difference is in the state of awareness. State of awareness. Stone is existing. Plant is existing. Animal is existing. The bird is existing. The insect is existing. The human is existing. The planetary deva is existing. The solar deva is also existing. Cosmic deva is existing. So there is the brotherhood of beings. There is one common platform with all beings, which is existence. That's where there is brotherhood. But there are seniors and juniors in the brotherhood according to state of awareness. According to the state of awareness, there are seniors and there are juniors. Those who exist in the seventh plane are the senior most ones among the beings. The ones who are in the sixth plane, who reside in sixth plane, the seventh plane is called Satya, meaning they are with the truth. The sixth plane is called Tapas, meaning those who are in contemplation of the truth. The fifth state is called Mahatta, where there is, they are neither side, they are up there with the basis and down there with the creation. That is Mahat. That's what is magic. They are there with the invisible, they are there with the visible. Then come, no, the first is the true Satya, the second is Tapa, the contemplating ones, the third is the beings who can relate either this way or that way. The fourth is Mahat, which is the middle. The fifth is the human. The sixth is the planet animal. The seventh is the plant, like that. Graded creation happens according to the state of awareness. So what are we trying to do with discipleship is to stay in the state of awareness where you are related to any plane of awareness at will. You can be at Sahasrara, you can be at Ajna, you can be at throat, you can be at heart, you can be at solar plexus, you can be at sacral, you can be at the base, and you can be beyond. It can be each time in a different abode, in different state of awareness. That's how the states of awareness are many, for which awareness is the basis. The states of awareness are many, for which the awareness is the basis. There are no states of existence, it's just one. Just one. Existence is common to all. If you make a point and make circles around it, one after the other, the most near to the center can be said to be tapas, tapo. The point, center point itself is satya, discipline of truth. The sixth state is the contemplating ones called tapo people. The fifth state is the ones who can relate either way. The fourth state is the state where you have the magic of visibility and invisibility of the creation. Like that you have seven circles. Center with six circles around. Center with six circles around. When you make these circles and upon a paper, upon a blackboard, between the center to the farthermost circle, there is a distance. Isn't it? From 1 to 6, the distance is there. 1 to 5, the distance is shorter. 1 to 4, 1 to 3, 1 to 2, and 1. And then it's background. But all the circumferences which we make around the center, they are all as proximate to the center in relation to the background. Can you understand that? You take a paper, make circles 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Which center and which circle is more proximate to the paper? All are equally proximate, isn't it? The paper is existence. And the center and the circumferences are like the states of awareness. Meaning, as existence, we are all the same. The stone, the plant, the animal, the man, the bird, the insect, the categories of devas. As existences, we are one and same. That is where we are equal. And don't say we are all equal because of that. Because awareness-wise, we are different. అవేర్నెస్ వైజ్ వీఆర్ డిఫరెంట్. So then when this dimension is daily, you need to have time for it to do this kind of mediation. If you don't do this mediation, we remain without enough knowledge. We live in subsequent states of awareness. The secondary states are awareness. That's why the scriptures say, those who do not ideate about the twins remain to be idiots. Remain to be idiots. There are ideators and there are idiots. Among the idiots there is a gradation. There is a gradation of idiots. Who is the best idiot to? The person who is somewhat an idiot. So this distinction apart, since we all can relate to awareness, the aspirants, the suktam relating to aspirants want us to daily relate to this. That's why the very before I speak of the first dimension presented by the Suktam, I had to give this explanation. If I first say it, it doesn't mean much. It says the very first term used in the Suktam. In the Suktam there are 11 dimensions. Like that there are 11 hymns. So we have a long travel to make in this seminar. 11 dimensions in this very one hymn, one sloka. The first thing is prapurvagav, prapurvagav. I'll give the text. Today I could not because the person who helps me, I planned with him to prepare. Every day I supply the text relating to what I speak with the words and with its simple meaning so that you will have it in hand when I speak. Otherwise I should have a board. Even if I write on board, people sitting over there cannot see. That's the problem. Therefore I thought I'll supply daily a paper with a hymn. And with respect to every word that is used in the hymn, and then explain the words to you. That's the process. So the first word is prapurva gau. Prapurva. You all know about apurva, isn't it? Purva means the first. Before the first. Before the first is apurva. Never before, we say. Prapurva means specially before. It is before everything in creation, these are the ones. In creation. When the creation is on, the most ancient, the foremost ones are these two. Existence awareness. Existence and awareness is the most ancient thing to be remembered. Then come all others. Your first logos, second logos, trinities, and then time, cycles of time, sound, colors, all come later. It's a state where there is no sound as yet. It's a state where there is no light as yet. If you read the proem relating to sacred doctrine, మేడం లెవెల్స్కి ఎక్సలెంట్లీ కన్సీవ్ ది లాంగ్వేజ్ టు డిస్క్రైబ్ ది స్టేట్ విచ్ ఈజ్ వెరీ ఫండమెంటల్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ థియాసఫీ ఆర్ ఫిలాసఫీ ఆర్ ఫిలాసఫీ రిలేటెడ్ టు థియాసఫీ. ఇట్స్ ఎ ఫిలాసఫీ రిలేటెడ్ టు థియాసఫీ వే యూ హ్యావ్ టు కాంటెంప్లేట్ ఇన్ ది మార్నింగ్. So that's where it says prapurva gau. Gau means it, when you refer to two persons, in Sanskrit the word, the sound au comes, au. There is a tradition to sing om as au, a u, au, like that. So there before everything that came into existence. That is what the first word is, pra-purva-gav. In the east, purva also means east. Purva also means east. In the night, when the night is transforming into day, where is the point that you see the light emerging? Where is the point? That's what we call the east. That is called purva, meaning that's the beginning. That's the beginning of the day. Likewise, for the beginning of the creation also, there is emergence of the light. There is the emergence of the light. That is why it is called prapurva. Purva is what we know as east. Prapurva means it is the east for the entire creation, from where the light emerges. From where the light emerges. So we have to think of the sun, from whom we get the light, to whom light is, from whom light is coming to the sun. We say central sun. And from the central sun, from cosmic sun. From to cosmic sun, from where the light is coming, we say the primordial light or Aditi, like that. Aditi. That Aditi is an emergence from the background. So when you think of the very first and fundamental state of awareness in us and its basis as existence, you are thinking of the one who is before the east, the one who is before any emergence, because emergence is happening on the basis of the two. The basis of the two. So therefore, that has to be contemplated daily. For that, the practice is either when before the sunrise you contemplate. It comes later in the hymn. Before the sunrise, if you contemplate how the darkness is transforming into light, how the darkness is transforming into light. Likewise, how the light is again transforming into darkness. These are the two most important points where you can feel the essence better. When the day and night meet, either in the morning hours or in the evening hours, there you can experience the essence better. That's why they recommend that. But that could be valid only for people who are in the tropics, not for people who are in the upper hemisphere or in the lower hemisphere, where the dawn and the dusk, the sunrise and the sunset, they are at a different times. There is not, throughout the year it keeps changing. So only in tropics, this is more or less around 6 in the morning, around 6 in the evening, you have the dawn and the dusk. So it's easy for you to relate to them, if you are interested to relate. But if it is in Denmark, it can be sometimes, the night can be after midnight. Likewise, if it is in Argentina, down under, it is like, it could be like that. Sometimes the day goes on till midnight or even after. Sometimes the morning also comes very early, isn't it? So it's not practical. How can Veda be? The knowledge of the Veda and its practice, how can it be limited to a place? And they are speaking about the universe. It cannot be limited to a place. That it is only valid for Indians or Mexicans or some parts which are nearer to equator, which we call the tropics. That should not be the understanding which the scholars write. They write like that. The esoteric understanding is your awakening from sleep is your dawn. Your awakening from sleep is your dawn. Your falling into sleep from awareness is your dusk hour, sunset hour. You are the sun. Each one of us is the sun in our own right. And there is the emergence and there is also the sunset for us. There is sunrise and sunset relating to us, which constitutes the related time to experience the aspins. You can experience the aspins immediately after you wake up. You can also relate aspins when you are slipping into sleep, when you are emerging from sleep, and when you are merging into sleep. These are the two best times where nothing else exists, because awareness gets into existence in the sleep hour. Awakening comes from the existence in the morning hour. These are the two most important nodal points of the day. That's the time where, according to Master Maurya, we can experience the diamond consciousness. Is so fond of that word, diamond consciousness. It is only to relate to us that the best of the light, the most brilliant white light with its bluish tinge. You know the diamond? A diamond, if it is of the high, it is of very high quality, it shines so brilliantly white with a streak of blue mixed in it. The streak of blue mixed in it. And only it is considered to be a very classical diamond. Not all diamonds can carry that, because the depth comes from blue. So likewise, we can experience that state in us when we are emerging from sleep to awareness. We can also experience it when we are slipping into sleep. Slipping into sleep. These are the two moments of deep contemplation. As you awake from sleep, as you slip into sleep, are the two best times. And to experience it better, you have to have a rhythm. You have to have a rhythm, otherwise it doesn't work. The time and the nature cooperates with the one who adopts to a time. They should know when you go to bed. The intelligences around us should know when we go to bed. We ourselves don't know when we go to bed, isn't it? Unless we have some discipline in life. What time you go to sleep? You can't say, I don't know. Around what time you get into bed, what time you fall into sleep should necessarily fall within a range of 24 minutes. Likewise, what time you get up, you can't say, I don't know. There has to be a rhythm. If you follow the rhythm of food, of work, and of rest, the body will get into a rhythm naturally. Like the sun has a rhythm, the planet has a rhythm, అవర్ అవేర్నెస్ విచ్ వీ కాల్ ఐ యామ్ ఇన్ రిలేషన్ టు అవర్ బాడీ విచ్ ఈజ్ అవర్ ప్లానెట్ విచ్ ఈజ్ అవర్ సోలార్ సిస్టమ్ వీ కెన్ ఫిక్స్ మోర్ ఆర్ లెస్ ది రిథమ్ ఆఫ్ అవర్ అవేకనింగ్ అండ్ అవర్ స్లీపింగ్ ఇన్ టు స్లీప్ దోస్ ఆర్ ది టైమ్స్ వేర్ అస్పెన్స్ కెన్ బి బెస్ట్ ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్ బెస్ట్ ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్ దే ఆర్ కాల్డ్ ది చేంజింగ్ ఆఫ్ నైట్ టు డే ది చేంజింగ్ ఆఫ్ డే టు నైట్ ఇన్ బిట్వీన్ యూ కెన్ ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్ దిస్ ఇన్ బిట్వీన్ ఈజ్ ఎ గ్రేట్ ప్రిన్సిపల్ ఇన్ ఫిలాసఫీ ఇన్ బిట్వీన్ ది టూ బ్రెయిన్స్ దెర్ ఈజ్ ది పాత్ ఆఫ్ డైమండ్ లైట్ ఫ్రమ్ ఆజ్ఞ టు సహస్ర ఫ్రమ్ ఆజ్ఞ టు సహస్ర ఇట్స్ లైక్ దట్ దట్స్ ది బ్రిడ్జింగ్ పాయింట్ ఫర్ ది లెఫ్ట్ అండ్ రైట్ బ్రెయిన్స్ Likewise, in between the two eyes, there is the third eye. So, relating to the brow center is only to bridge the vision as expresses through right and left eye. The center for that sight is in this brow center. If that is functioning, the two eyes functions equally well. Likewise, if the highway between the two brains, when it is active, the two brains function well. Such ones are equally effective on either side of the existence, meaning towards the world and towards the world beyond, both ways. Right and left. Likewise, in between the two eyes, it is the aspense. In between the two breaths, inhalation and exhalation. In between the two ears, one is sound, another is silence. In between the two ears, what we call the voice of silence. Voice of silence is a word we know, but what is it? Is there a voice for silence? We can see silence, we can see noise, isn't it? But there is a third dimension which is the basis both for silence and for noise, for sound. For the sound and for the silence, in between there is the voice, which is called the voice of silence, that which speaks to you. That which speaks to you from most high circles. That is what is called the word in scriptures. You can listen to the word when the sound and silence are equated. Likewise, when the two eyes are equated, you would have the vision. You would have the vision. So like that, there are two ears, two eyes, and there are two functions of the breath through the two nostrils. Isn't it? So equate the inhalation and exhalation, then you have the pulsating principle. Pulsation is also a double. Unfolding, equate, then you find the source of pulsation. Like that, aspins exist everywhere as the double. If you get astrology, every mutable sign is a double. They have a challenge to work out the duality and find the truth. Gemini is therefore considered to be a sign of initiation. Sagittarius, a sign of initiation. Virgo is a ది డబల్, ఇట్ ఈజ్ ఇన్ బిట్వీన్ ది సటిల్ అండ్ ది గ్రాస్ వరల్డ్. విర్గో ఈజ్ బిస్ ఏ ప్యూర్ స్టేట్, ప్యూర్ స్టేట్, ప్యూర్ స్టేట్. దేర్ ఇస్ ది ఫస్ట్ హాఫ్ ఈజ్ ది ప్యూర్ స్టేట్, ది సెకండ్ హాఫ్ ఈజ్ ఎ ప్యాషనేట్ స్టేట్ ఇన్ విర్గో. ఇట్స్ ఎ డబుల్ సైన్. పైసెస్ ఈజ్ ఆల్సో డబుల్ సైన్, వేర్ ది మోస్ట్ సబ్లైమ్ ఎగ్జిస్టెన్స్ అవేర్నెస్ కెన్ బి ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్డ్ అట్ ది టాప్. పైసెస్ ఈజ్ ఆల్సో ఎ డబుల్ సైన్, బట్ దేర్ ది డబుల్ సైన్ ఈజ్ యంగ్ యాంగ్, మేల్ ఫీమేల్, గాడ్, అర్ధనారి, శివ, శక్తి. అట్ దేర్ ఆప్టిమమ్ వీ కెన్ ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్. జెమిని ఇట్ ఈజ్ వన్ బికమింగ్ టూ, ఇజంట్ ఇట్? వన్ బికమింగ్ టూ ఈజ్ జెమిని. సో ఇట్స్ ఈజీ ఫర్ వన్ బికమ్స్ టూ, టూ కెన్ ఆల్సో బికమ్ వన్. సో వేర్ ది యూ వెన్ యూ ఫైండ్ ఓన్లీ వన్, యూ హ్యావ్ టు ఫైండ్ ది అదర్. దట్స్ వేర్ ది గేమ్ ఈస్. ఇఫ్ దెర్ ఇస్ ఎ కాయిన్, దెర్ ఇస్ ఎన్ అబ్బర్స్ అండ్ రివర్స్. దెర్ ఇస్ ఎ కాయిన్, దెర్ ఇస్ ఎన్ అబ్బర్స్ అండ్ దెర్ ఇస్ ఎ రివర్స్. టుగెదర్ ఇట్ ఈస్ కంప్లీట్ కాయిన్, కంప్లీట్ కాయిన్. ఇఫ్ ఐ సే సంథింగ్ దెర్ ఇస్ సంథింగ్ దట్ రిమైన్స్ అన్సెడ్. దట్స్ వై ఇట్ ఈస్ సెడ్ ట్రూత్ కెనాట్ బి సెడ్ in its completeness, because always there is an unsaid portion when you say something. That's why it is said this, the expressed and the unexpressed teaching together is the total knowledge. Something is expressed and on that basis each student has to find something more. Not all can be expressed. Only one-fourth can be expressed. Three-fourths remains unexpressed. So expression as basis, you have to get into unexpressed part. So everywhere there is a seen part and an unseen part. This is another dimension. There is the spirit which is not, which cannot be seen, and there is the soul which is its expression. Soul is the vehicle of the spirit, and the soul expresses through personality. So therefore personality and soul are a double. Soul and super soul is a double. Soul and personality is a double. Personality and the body is a double. Likewise, the higher becomes the contained one, the lower becomes the container one. It's like an ice bowl holding the ice in it or the water in it. One is higher dimension, another is a step down dimension. For the seventh plane is a vehicle for that which is beyond. Sixth plane is the vehicle for the seventh plane. Fifth plane is a vehicle for the sixth plane. Fourth plane is a vehicle for the fifth plane. The higher plane is contained by the lower plane. It is the higher plane that gives birth to lower plane and starts depending on it. Just like we prepare a horse and start riding on it. We prepare a vehicle and thereby we depend upon it. Isn't it? One holds the other. There is a container principle and a content principle. The content is one part of the aswins. The container is the other part of the aswin. When you say Mitra and Varuna, Mitra is the content, Varuna is the container. That's why the scriptures say, when Mitra is in supra-cosmic state, Varuna is at the cosmic state to contain the supra-cosmic. Soul is in a varna state in relation to super soul. But the same soul becomes mitra in relation to personality. Soul develops the personality and depends on the personality. Personality develops the body and depends on the body. That which you depend upon can condition you or can also give you a facility. Whatever you prepare as a facility for your functioning can also condition you. The bodies that we build can condition us when we do not have knowledge. The bodies can help us to fulfill if we know how to relate to them. That's why in the ancient theology, every deity is said to have a vehicle. See? Every deity is said to have a vehicle. For example, second Lagos Vishnu, he has Garuda, the great bird, as his vehicle. Meaning what? The principle of descent is Vishnu, the second Lagos. He descends, he ascends. That's why he is also called Hari, meaning he manifests. In Mexico, when I went there, they have a god called Lord Descentis. Descentis means the one who descends. In fact, they set a symbol where a man is in an upside down position coming down. Descentis. So for the Lord to descend, the pulsation is the basis. For us to ascend, the pulsation is the base. Pulsation is the vehicle for the descending and ascending energies. Likewise, you see Shiva. He has a vehicle. It is called bull. The sacred bull, which is called Nandi. The bull is nothing but the word and expression. The word and expression. When someone talks very authoritatively with a very magnetic and radiating voice, we say he speaks like a bull. Like a bull. The expression of the word into lower planes and then ascending into synthesis with the help of the word, which is again in four states. Ascending through the word, there are four states of the word, which I explained in the books. Saraswati, the word, para paschanti madhyama vaikari, meaning pure state of the word, perceptible state of the word, ideating state of the word, and word as speech. These are the four states. So when you reverse the process relating to the word, it leads you to the Lord. So for the Lord, the word is the vehicle. For one Lord, the vehicle is the eagle. That's why we do all these practices when we utter Om. From vocal to sound to unuttered sound, we reach via Om. Likewise, another Lagos has a vehicle like a, he sits in a lotus. It's an unfolding process. Unfolding of your own being into the world and then experiencing the whole world. Likewise, different deities, they are stated to have different vehicles. All planetary regents also have their vehicles. Vehicle. Vehicle means the means of expression. Vehicle means the facility to function. We also have vehicles, no? We have two wheelers, we have three wheelers, we have four wheelers. ది ఒరిజినల్ టూ వీలర్ ఇస్ ది మ్యాన్ విత్ టూ లెగ్స్. దట్స్ వెన్ ఇండియా ఇస్ ఇన్ ఓల్డెన్ డేస్ వెన్ వి సే హౌ హ్యావ్ యూ కమ్ హియర్, డిడ్ యూ కమ్ బై రిక్షా, ఆటో రిక్షా ఆర్ బైసైకిల్, దే సే ఐ కేమ్ బై నెంబర్ 11, మీనింగ్ ది టూ లెగ్స్. ది టూ లెగ్స్ ఐ కేమ్ బై నెంబర్ 11 రిప్రజెంటింగ్ ది టూ లెగ్స్, దే ఆర్ ది వెహికల్. లైక్ వైజ్ ది బాడీ ఇస్ ది వెహికల్ ఫర్ పర్సనాలిటీ టు ఫుల్ఫిల్, పర్సనాలిటీ ఇస్ ది వెహికల్ ఫర్ ది సోల్ టు ఫుల్ఫిల్, సోల్ ఇస్ ది వెహికల్ ఫర్ ది సూపర్ సోల్ టు ఫుల్ఫిల్. సో దిస్ సక్సెసివ్ స్టేట్స్ ఆర్ వెహికల్స్ ఫర్ ది ప్రిసీడింగ్ స్టేట్స్. సో ఇన్ ది ఇన్ సక్సెసివ్ వెర్టికల్ మేనర్ ది అస్పిన్స్ ఫంక్షన్ అండ్ దే ఆల్సో ఫంక్షన్ ఇన్ ఆల్టర్నేటింగ్ మేనర్. ఆల్టర్నేటింగ్ లైక్ ది డే అండ్ ది నైట్ ఆల్టర్నేషన్, అసెండింగ్ మూన్ ఫేజ్, డిసెండింగ్ మూన్ ఫేజ్ ఆల్టర్నేటింగ్. Ascending arc of the sun for 6 months, descending arc of the sun for 6 months. So this double nature, it has its source as existence and awareness. And before we get into other dimensions, this has to be well established in us. In us, they exist as the right and left brain also. They exist as the right and left brain. They exist as the right and left eye. They exist as right ear, left ear. They exist as the right nostril and the left nostril. They exist as the upper jaw and the lower jaw. If any jaw is missing, you can neither eat nor you can speak. If there is no upper jaw, there is no lower jaw. The animals have don't have the facility to speak because they don't have as much an upper jaw as the lower jaw. Their lower jaw is strong, the upper jaw is weak. In beings also, depending upon which jaw is strong, wisdom is imparted by the ancient teachers. Which jaw? Suppose you are losing tooth in the lower jaw, the teacher is not worried. If you are losing teeth in the upper jaw, the teacher is worried. Upper jaw is definitely the superior side of the jaw principle. The lower jaw is the inferior side of the teeth principle relating to the mouth. If you see the animal, the tongue always rests on the lower jaw. You see the animal, the tongue always rests on the lower jaw. In men also, if the tongue rests on the lower jaw, he is more animal than human. If you are evolved being, your tongue, when you do not speak, it is attached to the upper palate but not to the lower palate. You can observe yourself where you are. Whether your tongue rests on your lower jaw or your tongue stays stuck with the upper jaw. That decides the state of awareness, which is only known only to you because it is inside. Isn't it? So there are certain sounds when we make them utter, then we know whether their lower jaw is stronger or their upper jaw is stronger. The teacher has his own ways of knowing the state of the student. Anyway, teacher-student is also a principle of aspins. Teacher-student. There is no teacher without a student. Isn't it? Students are the vehicles for the teacher. So the former part is teacher, the later part is the student. ఇట్స్ ఎ ప్రిన్సిపల్. ఫాదర్ సన్ ఈజ్ ఆల్సో ఎన్ అస్విన్ ప్రిన్సిపల్. ఫాదర్ లివ్స్ త్రూ సన్ ఇన్ ది సెన్స్ హీ గోస్ బై త్రూ హిమ్ అండ్ దెన్ ది సన్ ఈజ్ సపోజ్ టు కంటిన్యూ ది ఐడియాస్ ఆఫ్ ది ఫాదర్ ఇఫ్ ది ఫాదర్ లివ్డ్ ఫర్ ఎన్ ఐడియల్. ఇఫ్ ది ఫాదర్ లివ్డ్ లైక్ ఎ డాంకీ ది సన్ విల్ నాట్ ఫాలో హిమ్. If you take the ancient stories, it is from father to son, from teacher to student, it flew, isn't it? So this double principle has to be known, and that is what emerges at the same time. One becoming two, the two together function, the two together function. Therefore, they are the ones who are born before all. పూర్వ జౌ ఫస్ట్ వర్డ్ ఇస్ ప్రపూర్వ మీనింగ్ బిఫోర్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్. దెన్ సెకండ్ స్టేజ్ వర్డ్ ఇస్ పూర్వ జౌ మీనింగ్ ఫస్ట్ బార్న్. ఫస్ట్ బార్న్ మీన్స్ ది ఫస్ట్ ఎమర్జెన్స్ ఆఫ్ ది అబ్సల్యూట్ ఫ్రమ్ అబ్సల్యూట్ నథింగ్నెస్ టు ది డబుల్ as a existence and awareness. That's why he is there, said to be the firstborn ones. By that you should understand that they are even before the Trinity. Even before the Trinity. Trinity is a much later state. But even before the Trinity happened, these two were there. Purvajam. Chitrabhanu. It's already 11 o'clock. చిత్రభాను ఐ హవ్ కవర్డ్ ఓన్లీ త్రీ, కమింగ్ టు ది థర్డ్ డైవర్ట్. చిత్రభాను మీన్స్ మ్యాజికల్ సన్స్. దే ఆర్ మ్యాజికల్. సో ఫుల్ ఆఫ్ మ్యాజిక్. దే హ్యావ్ వెరైటీస్ ఆఫ్ కలర్స్. వి నో ది సన్. బిఫోర్ ది సన్ కమ్స్ సో మచ్ డ్రామా హ్యాపెన్స్ on the east. Before the sun sets, so much drama happens in the west. For that we need to relate to the sunset and the sunrise. The drama is in relation to colors. In relation to colors. Varieties of colors. In us also, varieties of colors can be experienced when we relate to them. During the sunrise hours and sunset hours. Our sunrise and our sunset. Please make note of it. Forget about the local sunrise on the planet. There is a personal sunrise and personal sunset if only you relate to it. There are so many practices, sundry practices we do, but they don't get you to the source. In this hymn, they want you to only relate to the source. Relate to the source. The colors are like you may have seen from the television, how the colors dance at the North Pole, how the colors dance at the South Pole. At South Pole and North Pole, almost 6 months is the night and 6 months is day, isn't it? During that period where there is darkness in the northern hemisphere or north pole, there is such a dance of colors. If you want in your own laptop or mobile phone or iPad, you can switch for northern lights. You'll get it. It's an incessant dance that keeps on. Varieties of colors in dance. At the north and south pole. Likewise, at your top of the head, at your bottom of the spine. At every nodal point, like the centers which we have from Sahasrara to Mooladhara, there is different magical light work that happens, color work that happens, and the related magic, healing, knowledge, everything. we read in books, this center is predominantly of this color, this center is predominantly of this color. It's not one single color, a range of colors with a central theme of color. A range of colors. When you say golden, there is a range to golden color. It can get to yellow, it can get to rose, it can get to red tinge. So many ranges around yellow, golden. Every color has its superior color, its inferior color, as an admixture with the central theme of that color. So that is the magical work at every junction that happens, and Ashwins preside over the junction. When you are stepping into this hall, there is an outer room and then an inner room, and that threshold is the place of Ashwin. The energy beyond that threshold is one thing. The energy after that threshold is another thing. That's why thresholds are recommended to segregate the quality of energy. There are thresholds in our body, in the seven centers. There are seven thresholds. Where the higher transforms into lower, and the lower transforms into higher, according to the context. It's water becoming ice, ice becoming water. That is the in-between state. Coming back to in-between state, you have to think of the two lungs, and like that, anything that is double, two kidneys, up to two legs, the two toes. Likewise, anything that is double in the body should be seen as one functioning as two. One functioning as two. It is one compass that functions with the two legs. In masonry, it is given as the most sublime symbol, the compass. It is at the top, it is one. But at the bottom, there, to the left and to the right. So that's how the two present two different dimensions at the same time. When you are at heart center, you can have the experience of the solar plexus and also the throat. It's a center for both. When you say this threshold is valid not only for the inner hall but also for the outer veranda, isn't it? What does that threshold represent? Does it represent the inner hall or does it represent the outer veranda? Both. This trying to see the double dimension, you see a complete dimension, another vision. That's where Ashwins are recommended. When we know something, we already depend upon it and decide things on that basis. But you should search for the unknown side of it. That part you have to supplement from your own being. What you know and what you don't know together is the total knowledge. What you know, what you don't know, together is the total knowledge. We see something and then we decide that it is everything. That's our problem. Why? Because we don't have this faculty of trying to see that which is hidden. There is a classical story in scriptures about an elephant. There were eight blind men. They were set to relate to an elephant. It was a harmless elephant, not a dangerous one. So they went, each one touched something, once touched the leg and said it is like a pillar. Another blind man touched the tail, he said it is like a snake. Third one touched the tusk, and some other touched the trunk and the tusk. Someone touched the top, and each one defined the elephant in different ways. Maybe because they saw that part only, they experienced that part only. But the Veda says, whatever you experienced, whatever you have, you are at experience, together is the total. If you develop this understanding, you are better off in any situation. Better off, you can never know anything in its completeness, unless you have the ability to wait and understand. Do you know Vishakhapatnam? We all say yes. We means the ones who reside here. But there is a lot of Vishakhapatnam which you do not know. Likewise, you may be staying in your cities and towns. What is it that you know? You may not even know completely what that street represents. But we think we know. This is an assumption. So whatever is seen, whatever is heard, whatever is touched and experienced, there is an untouched part, unseen part, unheard part, which is the other dimension relating to this air. That's how the colors, we think they are seven in number, isn't it? Because that's the gross understanding. But there are so many varieties within the seven. And so much the variety of combination. That's why a man who experiences the color cannot really pinpoint the color that he experienced. It can't be the same. The more the light is in you, the more the color is realized. You can see whatever you see in your computer screen as the color, if you print, it is different, isn't it? When you print, it has lost its vibration. Why? Because the matter in the paper is grosser than the matter on the silver screen. Likewise, we have seven gradations of matter in us. And every gradation has its sub-gradation. 7 times 7. 49 gradations of matter in us. What state of matter you carry, according to that you have your perception of color. That's why once it is blue and another say it is blue, his experience of blue is different from each other. That is Chitrabhana, magical sun. Unless you have reached the ultimate state of Venus, unless you reach the ultimate state of Venus, the colors will be very bewildering to you. Very bewildering. Because colors, they have a velocity. They keep on changing. Isn't it? The quality of the color is velocity. The quality of the sound is vibration. And the velocity of color is so fast. The light moves in such great speed. When the speed, according to the difference in speed, it takes to a different color. If the matter is thick, it appears as deep green. You have a deep green color, you have a light green color, you have a yellow color. If you regularly see a plant, the tender leaf comes with very tender light green color. Then slowly, as the tenderness is lost and when it becomes a strong leaf, it becomes dark green. And then when the leaf is almost lived its lifespan, it turns out to be yellow. Especially for you in Europe and in other parts there, you are beyond the tropics. You can experience different colors in different seasons in relation to the same tree and the leaves. Isn't it? So there is a magical work relating to the two aswins, which are but one as two, and that can be experienced at every junction. At every junction in us. So that's the third dimension. One is prapurvagau, meaning you are the ones who are before everything. సెకండ్లీ యు ఆర్ ది వన్స్ హు ఆర్ ది ఫస్ట్ బార్న్ ప్రపూర్వజౌ ప్రపూర్వగౌ పూర్వజౌ యు ఆర్ ది ఫస్ట్ బార్న్ వన్స్. థర్డ్ వన్ ఈజ్ యు ఆర్ ది మ్యాజికల్ సన్స్ దట్ యు కలర్ ఈజ్ ఎ థింగ్ వేర్ యు ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్ ది జాయ్ ది స్ప్లెండర్. So they are the ones who provide these varieties of experiences. Varieties of Venus, which presides over colors, leads you to the subtle side of the existence. In this subtle world, the colors change so fast. It's a regular show of dancing colors, which I refer to as the North Pole and South Pole, which you can. And again, North and South Pole are but Mitra and Varuna, are the two Ashwins. Ashwins. So these are the three dimensions I could present. I think as we move forward, we would be slightly speedier than what it is now. The initial work is slow. సుప్రపూర్వగౌ పూర్వజౌ చిత్రభాను దెన్ వీ కమ్ టు ది అదర్ డైమెన్షన్స్. సో ట్రై టు రిజిస్టర్ దిస్ పార్ట్. ఇట్ కెన్ బి రీటైన్డ్ ఓన్లీ వెన్ వీ డైలీ థింక్ ఆఫ్ దిస్. అదర్వైజ్ దే వెరీ ఫాస్ట్ దే డిసపియర్ ఫ్రమ్ అవర్ అవేర్నెస్. దే డూ ఎగ్జిస్ట్ ఇన్ అస్ ఓన్లీ, but they are beyond perception. That's why they are called nasatyas, meaning not untrue beings. Not untrue beings. They represent the dimension of Aquarius in sunset. Among the sunsets, Aquarius represents nasatya. It is there, it is not there. That's where we have these expressions, to be and not to be. To be and not to be. True and untrue at the same time. True and untrue at the same time. We'll continue, but as you go further with these expressions related to them given in the hymn, you get familiarized with them. Thank you, one and all.